Let's give a warm welcome to Sean Spicer. Thanks, Jeff. Thank you. Please sit down. If you don't mind, I'm going to stay away from the podium. I told my wife I was giving them up for good. Thank you guys for having me. It is unbelievably impressive and a testament to this party, to the governor, to the work of the entire elected team, to Jeff Kaufman and the party to see a room this busy on a Wednesday night. I've been around the country. I know Chairwoman McDaniel has been around the country. And to see the number of people come out on a Wednesday night to support this party really makes me feel good, and I know it makes the chair feel good as well. And I'm sure it makes the governor feel great. What's even more special is it was 1 year ago tonight that this state and that this country sent a message, not just throughout the country, but throughout the world, and said change is going to come to this country. And we've got to reflect on that, because tonight, it was 1 year ago that we sent a message to the pundits and to the people that the American people were ready for change. And I know a lot of folks on the liberal side and a lot of folks in the mainstream media still don't understand what happened that night. But change has come in so many ways, and I want to talk about two things tonight. One is our policies, and two is our politics. On the policy side, there's two main aspects to it, our foreign policy and our domestic policy. And the president is currently engaged on a 5-country, 13-day swing throughout Asia. And it is so critical important what is he doing to ensure our safety, talk about the threat that North Korea poses to our country, and that the alliances that we have throughout the Asia-Pacific area and the Indo-Pacific area are going to remain strong and grow stronger to ensure that North Korea does not pose a threat to our country or anyone else in the world. And number two is to ensure that America's interests, our economic interests, our trade interests are protected, and that we grow jobs in the American economy vis-a-vis the trade that's out there. The results that this president has been able to achieve so far are undeniable. You look at where unemployment is right now, the lowest it's been since 2000. Our stock market continues to hit record highs. Our housing market, our housing costs continue to go to record highs. What matters most to people, can they take care of themselves? Can they take care of their family? Are they saving for their kids' future? Do they know that they're going to have a job? All of that confidence is on the rise. It's because the president has brought a new vision to this country. But he's able to work with a party that has a majority in the House, a majority in the Senate, has the majority of governors, the majority of lieutenant governors, the majority of attorney generals, the majority of state legislatures. We cannot forget that we are in a large part in control of what's going on from the federal and the state level. And as the governor pointed out, elections do matter. And that gets to the politics part of this. We've been doing very, very well. And there's days when I watch television because I can't help myself. Or I'll read Twitter because I can't help it. And I see a lot of stuff about how the party's in turmoil and we're in civil war. And then I remember, we're in charge. We control the federal government. We just appointed a great Supreme Court justice. We control the majority of state houses. It is up to us how we are going to control or enact policies that make real change. It is our party that is giving people more freedom. It is our party that is helping grow an economy. And I think that we have to remember that we cannot let our success get to us. We've got to get out to these dinners. We've got to get out and knock on doors. It is the efforts that my former boss, Ryan Priebus, and now the current chair, Ron McDaniel, are carrying through. It is these party functions. When I hear people say all the time, the RNC or the state party, all those are is a function of us. The state party, the RNC, it's all made up of people. It's made up of people like us who go out there and give of our time and our effort to knock on doors, to donate, to help spread the message, to write a blog, to put out a tweet. But a party is just a group of people. And if we continue to go out there and fight for our principles and spread the word and bring more people in and knock on more doors, we'll continue to win. The more we fight with each other and the more we figure out litmus tests and say, well, we're not going to do this or we're not going to do that or I'm not going to support that person. We've got primaries and caucuses for a reason. Let's go out there, fight it out, but then come together as a party and elect more Republicans from the local, the state, and the federal level, because it is our party that has the better ideas. And as you listen to your elected officials, you hear about that. It's on the social level. It's whether or not we're talking about fighting for life and fighting for the unborn, fighting to make sure that people can put more money in their paycheck, fighting to ensure that we have better educational opportunities for our children, fighting to make sure that on the federal level that we're out there protecting our country, making the right investments in our military, making the right alliances vis-a-vis the other countries. But it is our country that I truly believe has a better foreign policy, a better domestic policy, stands up for the rights of individuals. And it is this party, us in this room, they're going to make the difference on whether we grow, whether we keep people in office, or whether we don't. And when we look around at the work that the Iowa Republican Party has been able to do, it's a huge testament that you control this many offices. Because there's those people, when we were told in 2016 last year, Hillary Clinton was going to win. They were going to pick up the Senate. There was no way that we could do it. The end of the day, the beauty of what happened was it was the people who said, we've had enough. And people went out there and voted. And we can never forget that. When I live in Virginia, and last night we thought we had a chance to pick up a Republican governor, and we fell short. But here's the statistic that I get upset about when I woke up this morning. If Ed Gillespie got the same number of votes that Ken Cuccinelli did 4 years ago, he would have won by 100,000 votes. We need to get our folks out there. Elections have consequences, the governor said, and she's right. I now have to live through 4 more years of a Democratic governor because not enough people knocked on the doors, told their neighbors how important it was, told their neighbors about how our policies are different. And I heard too many people in Northern Virginia, that tends to be a little bit more liberal than Southern Virginia, about, well, I've got this problem with this individual candidate, or I don't know that I fully support this tax policy. Well, let me tell you, there is a stark difference between the worst Republican and the best Democrat. And the difference between the people that they're going to appoint to judgeships and different positions throughout the government have real consequences. And you're seeing that difference here in Iowa. There's a reason the economy's growing. There's a reason that people are coming into Iowa and that there's so much growth here. It's because Republican policies work. And when we come together as a party and we work together, we grow and all of us benefit. The entire state benefits, the entire country benefits. So as you leave here tonight, I hope that you look and say, it is not just our ability to come to a dinner to donate, although I know Jeff's very happy that you did that. But it is to figure out how can I bring in more people to the party, especially young people and people of color and other minorities who aren't necessarily natural Republicans. We've got to grow our party every single day. It was interesting. I heard a statistic about baseball the other day that I thought was really interesting. If a young person goes to a baseball game before the age of 10, they are more than likely to be a fan of that team for the rest of their life. They have to get into the stadium and see the game, and then they become hooked. And I started to think about it in terms of politics. And I thought, you know what, it's interesting. If we get more people involved and tell them why they need to be involved, why their vote matters, why our party is better, and we get them hooked young, and they get to see those policies, and they get to watch the difference that a Republican majority makes at all these different, I believe they'll stay a Republican for life. But it's us that we are the ambassadors to the party. We're here at this dinner. It is incumbent upon all of us to go out there and help Jeff and help the rest of the team do that. They don't do it for the money, I can tell you that. But you watch those caucuses last year where 186,000 people came. It was flawless. It was done well because a bunch of volunteers dedicated to making sure that people could freely participate in an amazing process came out, came together, got together the great minds in technology and others and brought them into Iowa and said, we want to put on a show for not just the rest of the country, but the rest of the world to watch. And the world was in awe of what Iowa did because there was a sharp contrast between how the Republican Party handled this caucus and the Democratic Party. And I think it's somewhat foretelling on how they govern as well. But it is our job to help go out there and be that ambassador, to bring more people into the party, to ensure that we continue to grow majorities at the federal level, at the state level, and at the local level. And as we walk out tonight, 1 year from when we defied all of the pundits, all of the media, and it was our voices that put a majority in the House, a majority in the Senate, and a Republican back in the White House. It is proof to me that when we put our minds together, when we knock on those doors, when we send those tweets, when we ask our neighbors and our friends and our families to join us, we cannot be defeated. Tonight, let us renew that vow, go out there, and keep going. Thank you very much.